Starting on page 368, in Simon Shin Lamed Ches, we're just going to do Sif Beis today. Page 368, Simon Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Beis. Are we ready? Yesh matirin loy malein yehudi lenagin b'klei shir b'chupais. Some permit having a goy play music at the chupais. They would get married on a Erev Shabbos just before Shkia, and often the chuppah would actually end up finishing after Shkia, and they would actually have goyim playing chuppahs, chasnas, the whole festivities. They would have goyim playing live music on Shabbos. Some permit that. Okay, and the Ramah says, "Afilu loy malein yehudi letaken akli shir shari mishum kvoid chasna kala." In fact, even to tell the goy to fix an instrument that needs fixing is permitted because of to show honor to the chasna kala. But if that's not the reason, if it's not for chosn and kala, then it's asa. Umiyu bezman hazeh nogu lahakel mitam shizbaya b'simen shachoy zeh le'inyan tipuach v'ikud. However, nowadays, the minig is to be meiko, as we'll see what that means, as we'll explain in the next siman, when it comes to discussing clapping, slapping one's thighs, dancing. We're going to discuss that in the next siman. And that's the reason why they're making over here. Now, this doesn't mean too much to us yet, but we'll see. Mishnah Berurah will explain. So if cotton ches in the Mishnah Berurah, the white column, halfway down. Loima, some permit telling a goy to play music at chuppos. The issa hashmas kol b'klei shir eino ela issa drabonon. Because the issa of having music played on instruments is only drabonon. Gezer shem yitakem b'klei shir, as we discussed yesterday, you might come to fix an instrument. And to tell a goy to do malacha is itself an issa drabonon. You've got a double drabonon over here. Drabonon of telling a goy, and drabonon what the goy is going to do. He's only going to fix he's only going to play music, which itself is a drabonon. That's a double drabonon. The mokam mitzvah, and here it's the sake of a mitzvah. Dein simchas chosn v'kala ela b'klei shir. So that's how you really make chosn v'kala happy, having live music. And b'sharin, that is permitted. Therefore, Okanal Siv and Shin Zayin, CFA, as we discussed earlier in Shin Zayin about the lochas of Amir Lakum, look over there. So that is the explanation of the Mishnah Berurah as to why the Shulchan Aruch brought this, again, the reason of the Yesh Matirin of the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh mekayim shenagu lachmir b'zeh. There are places who are stringent to not tell a goy on Shabbos to play live music. Unless you already prepared it before, that you told the goy in advance, can you come tonight, or can you come on Friday night and play at this wedding? So if you, it means you can't, the people are machmir, they don't tell him on Shabbos, but if you're telling before Shabbos and you're not speaking on Shabbos, or he just comes with his own volition, he wants to come with Masamechos and Makala for whatever reason, no one told him to come, he just decided to show up there, they let him in. The security guard let him in with his instruments, he will come and play without you telling him, then that will be okay. So the machmirim are worried about speaking about this malacha on Shabbos, speaking about doing it on Shabbos, but if you're not going to tell him to do it on Shabbos, then all these other situations are examples of not telling him, then that would be okay. We're not finished yet, don't leave now. And there are more added, you could even tell a goy to fix the instrument, mishum covered chosn v'kala. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sviulei de simchas chosn v'kala adif yoseh mishar stam dvar mitzvah." It's not just a regular situation of a mitzvah; it's a super duper mitzvah, being masameh chosn v'kala. Valkein muta amira afilu betikun b'klishir. You can even tell a goy to repair instruments, dehu melacha deraisa, which would involve a melacha deraisa. You're telling a goy to do a deraisa. Again, Amir Lakum is drabonon. You're actually telling him to do a deraisa according to this, because it's such a special mitzvah, chosn v'kala, samei chosn v'kala, that you're allowed to do that according to this opinion. V'vei agro kosev, however, not so fast. V'vei agro kosev de deezoi tzor kadas amaturin, tzor kadas amaturin le'el reishayim vov, sif beis, that this opinion who allows telling the goy to fix the instruments is not just because Simchas on the Kala is a super mitzvah, it's a different explanation, that we learned back in Reish I involved Sif Beis, there's an opinion that holds, famous opinion of the Balei Itta, that you can tell a goy to do a deraisa for the sake of a mitzvah. And this is just fitting into that, this is the Balei Itta's opinion that would fit in neatly over here, that he would say that's why you can tell the goy to fix the instruments, but Simchas on the Kala, it's a mitzvah. But therefore, for us, who we are machmir in this, and we don't we're not makor for the sake of stalma mitzvah to tell the goy to do a deraisa. We don't pass down the balayita. Therefore, we should be machmir in this as well and not tell the goy to fix the instruments, even for chasen and gala. Again, the first explanation was that it's something special about simchas chasen and gala, that it allows telling the goy to do a deraisa. The second understanding, which is the Gra, is that there's nothing special about simchas chasen and gala. We're just, the opinion being quoted here is the one who allows telling a goy to do a deraisa for a mitzvah. But since we're machmir, and we don't tell a goy to do a deraisa for a mitzvah, as we learned over there, therefore we shouldn't hear either. Doesn't seem so. Sifkot Nyud, Avabal Avochi. But if not for that, says the Ramah, meaning if not for Simchas Chasam Akala, then it would be also to have a goy fix the instrument. But Selema Bashar Simchas Shal Mitzah, meaning it's not the situation of a wedding feast, it's actually a different type of Simchas Shal Mitzah. Kugoin, Besudas Mila, or Besimchas Toyo, like you're making a Besuda, or it's Simchas Toyo and you even have live music. You would not be allowed to tell a goy, also, you're not allowed to tell a goy to fix the instrument. You can't even tell a goy to play music in those situations. You can't tell a goy to come and play music at a bisuda or at the hakafas v'shoynos. You can't have a goy tell a goy to do that. Not only can you tell a goy to fix it, the instruments should be a deraisa, you can't even tell a goy to play the music. The problem is the amira. So if they come with their own volition, or you set it up before that, you tell the guy to come on Shabbos, that would be okay according to this. Now we get to another discussion. To have a goy play music, different types of instruments during davening. Have a goy come into the shul on Shabbos morning and have a musical kedusha.
Do you have a goy do that during the week?
We're not there yet. Don't have a goy come on Shabbos and b'shas ha'tfila play music, says the Maori. V'ayim b'shut chasam sefer, this is also an important thing to be aware of, chasam sefer writes in the tshuva, chelek shishi, simen pevav, jehevi, rayos, he brings proofs, le'esor, af b'chol, le'nagem b'is ha'knesses b'shas ha'tfila, to have, it's prohibited on a weekday even, to have music, it doesn't say anything about a goy here, having music being played at during the time of davening in a shul. Befad b'shabbos ein shem heter, and certainly when it comes to Shabbos, there's no permission whatsoever. So you could probably discuss these musical hallels that go on, and it looks like Chum Sefer is very much against it. Is that called a shas ha'triller? Yes. Is that called in a base knesses? Yes. Is that called having it playing music? Yes. What? Musical slichas. Sarachin about slichas. Yeah, all right. Sifkot Yud Aleph Nagul Hakel. The minig is to be makel. The Ramah said at the end, the minig is to be makel. What to do? What? Well, based on what we're going to learn in the later siman, in the next siman about to do with dancing and clapping. Therefore, it will be makel here over here as well. Now, what does that mean? Mishnah Berurah says in Yud Aleph Nagul Hakel, but Loima Hamira Len Again B'Shah Simcha Shel Mitzah, to not only by Chosam Akala, but to actually tell a goy to play music for other types of simcha. As we mentioned, a brisud or something. Over levush mashma the asa ki im b'simcha chosam v'kala. However, the levush is more machmir than this Ramah, and says, no, it's only permitted for the sake of simcha chosam v'kala. Ein eli rabba sham. So it looks like quite good at the end of the day over here, according to Mishnah Berurah. You could have a goy, you could even tell a goy on Shabbos to come and play live music at a wedding feast. Before we go any further, just this one, I haven't done a footnote for a long time. The footnote number 13, if you want to know how it works nowadays, in case you didn't know, number 13, Ubizmanenu. Nowadays, Kosovo Orcha Shulchan, Shebechol Amedinois, the Orcha Shulchan writes, in all countries, anywhere you go, Noegim Bazeh, Issa, Afilu Besimchas Chosam Bakala. There's a prohibition, the minig is to be machme, even to do it for the sake of Simchas Chosam Bakala. Don't even tell him to come. Don't even set him up that before Shabbos you tend to come on Shabbos to do it. Certainly you can't tell him on Shabbos to fix an instrument. And do not veer from that minhag. So basically, Aruch Shulchan is shutting the whole thing down and saying, even without telling him, and even just him playing music is also certainly to tell him, and certainly to have him fix instruments would be also. He also writes Shikvah Benishchai Shikvah in his battle Lagamri Haminig Shahayu Nochim and Agnim of Shechosin the Seis in the Beis Haknesset the Shachlis Shabbes El Beis over the years Zochiv Li Pocket Oid the Minig of playing music, having a goy playing music in the morning when Chosson wakes up and comes out bleary-eyed to go to shul on Shabbos morning, the Sheva Brochas, they would have goyim playing music, turning on the car radio maybe. Nowadays, we don't do that anymore. We're not, that's just not happening anymore. Okay.
I'm assuming it's because, once the reform started introducing organ music into following churches and everything, so it became sort of like disgusting in the eyes.
Maybe. The Och HaShulchan is even later than that all started.
That's what I meant.
Not sure. Not sure. Okay. And the last Sif Cotton is Yud Beis. We said that the Ramah said, based on what the next siman says in terms of clapping and dancing, so therefore we're noyeg to be make up with manah. This is the Ramah. Peirush, what do you mean by clapping and dancing? Kevin de Medina, yesh oimrim, since according to the halacha, strictly speaking, yesh oim de havilan le mishri le nagim with manah b'chleishir, that really, it's based on a taisa, so we're going to learn when the Ramah is going to bring it, that it really should be mutter nowadays to play music, even for a Jew to play music on Shabbos. Why? They ain't in a bikim asiyasim, but lekel mikvah shem yitakim. We don't even know how to make instruments or how to fix them, and therefore we shouldn't have it. There shouldn't be a gevera lest one come. Yes, the Tosaf says this, that we can't say such a thing. Tosaf says that we don't even know how to do these things anymore, to fix things or to build, make instruments, and therefore there's no reason to make a gevera if we'll have music that people might come to fix things. So even if we're not going to be makel, but at the very least, it's permitted to tell a goy to play music. This is what the Ramah is trying to say. I'm going to vamp shehiskim al koponim. Also, loymel and yehudi l'takin akleishir. I feel a mishum kvoid chosam v'kala. But the Ramah does agree, though, at least that it should be prohibited to tell a goy to fix the instrument, which is the raisa, even for the sake of chosam v'kala. And again, we've already seen from this footnote that Och HaShulchan, Ben Ish Chai all say that none of these things are done nowadays at all. Adkan.